your health and happiness is in my hands for the next 50 minutes. Sit down, sister. It's not worth your time. We got much more to do. Is Jennifer Patricia Russell. But then I shortened my name, and if you take away the F-E-R, I'm Jenny with an I. And here I am. This is Her Health and Happiness. Welcome to UK Health Radio. How you doing? I mean, be honest, how many of you have girl talk? And how many of you have it with one or two, or maybe three bottles of wine? If there's about five or six of you, be honest, because you're only as strong as you're honest. We're gonna have that girl talk, girl talk, girl talk. I'm in a happy mood, mate, because I know I'm alive. That's why. Yeah, I'm blessed and highly favoured. Amazing. Just as you are. And I hope you remember, like me, you too are indeed blessed and highly favoured. A magnet for miracles. The solution to someone's problem and the answer to somebody's prayer. Women's Health Week, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, there's so many things, and I was so blessed to be able to share at the Breast Cancer Festival event that our beautiful radio station, Johan and Rafaela, hosted at Hello Beautiful in Holborn last Thursday. When you get good news, don't you dance? I start the show with this, and I found this record, and it's staying for now because it is girl talk. That's all we're having. So again, like I said, last week Thursday, I was really blessed to speak at the Breast Festival at Hello Beautiful in Holborn, and it was so nice because I, you know me, I'm the queen of pelvic health, right? And a lot of times, people never link what goes on in their center, their pelvis, with what goes on in their breast. And I think just before I share a few recaps, one of the things that was really beautiful for me was there was a lady in the audience who travels to India quite regular. And so after I finished doing my presentation and I was selling my book, she came to me and said that she goes to India and a lady in India talked to her all about her pelvis and her pelvic floor. It made no sense to her until I shared my presentation. And when I shared my presentation, she said everything came to life. And she bought a copy of my book, Pelvic Floor Secrets, which, by the way, is still available to buy. And it's on my website, www.jennyrussell.com. Because even though I changed some of the ways in which I approach the topic, the foundation of the topic remains the same. So I have bought out a full-colour book that allows you to understand your pelvic floor and some considerations so that when you go to the doctor, you can ask informed questions. And that allows you to get a better understanding. Because many of the times we go to the doctors and you might say, oh, my back hurts. Well, there's different parts of your back. There's a cervical spine that's up in the neck. Then there's a thoracic spine that's in the upper back. Then there's the lumbar spine that's down in the... The thoracic spine's more around the middle. Then the lumbar spine is down the bottom. Then the sacrum is at the base of the spine. And each section of that spine actually relates to different parts of the body, but plays different roles in terms of stabilizing the system. And we need to understand that. And I've shared this before in the lumbar spine, L2-3. It's like the horseshoe part, which is like the cauda equina. And that reflexes down to the bladder and the bowel. Excuse me. And I've mentioned this, and I've said it because that is a really important part of the back to actually know about. And I'm going to highlight it again right now. Because what happens is you may struggle to go to the toilet. And if you are a lady that naturally struggles with constipation, or you think it's a natural struggle, and if you look at your diet and lifestyle, you think, well, actually, I've experienced trauma or grief or rejection, and I'm holding on. Because that's another way that constipation can show up for us emotionally and physically manifest. You know, you burn the candles at both ends, you've got high levels of stress. There's many considerations for what can contribute to constipation. It's not just a low-fiber diet, right? And so you have these experiences, and so you're used to it. You've been doing it since you were young. You think nothing of it. Now you're suddenly struggling to empty your bladder, but you think maybe it's your age, your posture's a bit bad, because if your posture's bad, that can create a problem. But you still think nothing of it. If those issues continue on, and you do not catch it within 8 hours when the disc goes, it will leave you doubly incontinent for life. You will have no feeling of what's happening in the pelvis after that. From the weight belly button down, no feeling. That's not a good look for any female, because it takes away from intimacy, it takes away from work relationships, it means flatulence, anything you have no control over it. And for women, it can also be, and for men as well, it can be life-threatening. So understanding the body, really and truly, if we want to mastermind our life and the quality of the life that we have, then understanding your body is key. And so last week I shared from a totally different perspective, and it was well received, and I give God thanks for that. But my key message was that the pelvis and the breast are not separate, right? They are connected through hormones, through fascia, which is the connective tissue, which covers every single muscle, bone, organ in the body, your emotions, energy, everything, through your fascia, through your hormones, through your emotions and your energy. I'm saying it again. And it's important because what affects one will influence the other, or all of them. So it's a knock-on effect. It's like a house of cards, or it's like an avalanche. One is affected, it just continues to catapult down from one to the next. And this is why this is really, really important. So the question I want to ask you is, when you think of your breast health, do you ever consider your sleep? Do you consider your stress or your pelvic health? And do you consider how those things, for example, may be shaping it? Because now, when we're looking at medicine, and a lot of doctors are now moving into, you can look up Matthew Powell and his wife, they do some amazing work at Apex Medical Limited, and they call it longevity medicine. And the reason why I'm highlighting that particular company, I've spoken with them before, they're a wonderful couple. She gave me a beautiful presentation for my first event on International Women's Day, is because a lot of the times we don't have a connection. I did an interview years ago of a lady who told me that she was getting lots and lots of pain around the bra line. And actually that pain around the bra line, persistent, that doesn't make any sense, maybe linked to the pancreas. And pancreatic cancer has that mortality rate because the pancreas is buried so deeply, but by the time they get there, that kind of cancer is proliferated. And so it's really important to start to understand body signals. The organs can't talk, so they talk through muscles and joints. And so we need to understand this. So that question is there. And it was a lovely little space. I got to speak after Johan, who's the owner of UK Health Radio. And then Rafaela tied the day up, and she spoke at the end. Because both of them have had experiences of cancers, different cancers. And they have come out healthier, whole, better. They've had a better understanding of what stress can do to the body. They've had a better understanding of what a lack of sleep can do to health. They have a better understanding of breath. They have a better understanding of hydration. They understand movements that matter. They understand exercise. They understand social connections. Hey, we're right here connecting with the whole world, which is absolutely fantastic. They understand intimate health. They understand all these things. They understand self-love, self-care, self-awareness. So they understand their she. You take the S away from she, you've got he. You can replace the self-love, which is the S in she, for one of the S's in comes or first. It's very simple. It's all interchangeable. But they understand their thoughts. As I shared last week, when the doctor gave Johan his sentence and told him how long he's going to live according to the doctor, Johan went home and the thought in his head was, do I accept what I've been told or do I make a different decision? Because as long as you have your mind, you have hope, you can make big changes. And this is why 14, 15 years going on later, we are here on UK Health Radio celebrating an amazing couple. So first of all, this is my round of applause for my guys at the top, who I love and adore. Anyway, it was a nice event, and it followed on from my unfiltered event where I spoke of pelvic health, and it precedes my event in October where I'm doing Black Women's Health, and it's still going to be around the power within the pelvis, because that's where it emanates in and out from and comes back to. And so this is a very important topic for me that I really want us to understand, and I want us to move away from the belief that this conversation has to be hush-hush. This conversation cannot be had, and this conversation is not important. And when we look at statistics for Black women, the struggles we experience, we may not be twice as likely to get certain cancers, but we're twice or three times as likely to die from them because of the time at which we finally decide to go and get something done. Many people, I've done this before myself, we ignore symptoms. But because we think a back pain is a back pain, we may end up doubly incontinent with no control of our lower body. Because we think a headache is a headache, we may end up with vision problems. We may end up with many other problems because we lump things as one. And that becomes quite a dangerous thing to do. And there has been a talk recently, President Trump spoke the other day, and he said that taking paracetamol will cause autism. Of course, that's going to freak out the pharmaceutical companies. But there are some studies that have been done as back as 2018 that show there could be a causal link. And if it's not definite, then the causal link is dismissed. We have to be careful about what we dismiss and what we accept. But we have to remember that autonomy, first and foremost, belongs to us. Just because Trump says it, and just because the pharmaceutical companies say it differently, doesn't mean there's not something in the statements. It's down to you to do your own research. And that statement, if you want to hide the truth from people, put it in a book. We have to get away from that. Because we don't have to read it physically in black and white on print. We can now hear it audibly. And we have to be able to do our own research and think for ourselves and do what is best for us and our health. But bear this in mind, because I'm not going down that road. Bear this in mind. God says that he created us fearfully and wonderfully. And as I said before, and I've said it many times, and I think I said it last week, how is it that one person is told they have a set period of time to live, and they live within that period or less? And another person with the same sickness or in the same category is given the same information, but they just bypass it, reverse it, and live longer. It has to start in the head. It has to start with an acceptance or a refusal to accept what is said. Because if we accept, we do nothing. If we refuse, we do something different. And that's where health begins and ends. We have to understand that. So I just wanted to just give a couple of links before I move on. And I just wanted to share just some key takeaways, like hormonal links, right? So if you look at estrogen overload, it affects the breast tissue, but it also affects pelvic health. That's something that many of us don't understand, that the estrogen overload can have a negative impact, not just for our breast tissue, but also for our pelvic health. And we have to be able to look into the implications for these things, because if we look into them, we're able to, again, like I said, make informed choices. Once we make informed choices, that makes life better. But we can still go back to looking at self-love. And self-love has an impact on fertility, it has an impact on boundaries and energy, it has an impact on acceptance and trust. So of course, that's going to still be about identity and worth. It's going to be about hormonal balance. And when we feel unworthy or disconnected from ourselves, our body often lives in stress mode. So now we need to understand stress. And cortisol rises, and when it arises, it suppresses the sex hormones, but it also suppresses the pathway that restores, refreshes, rebuilds, and repairs. And so the implications for pelvic health could be that something as simple as menses and natural ovulation becomes irregular. But also, if it becomes irregular, it can have also a negative impact on our libido. So it can make that decrease. But it can make the cycle shut down. And fertility can often mirror the story that we tell ourselves that we don't deserve. But it's going to come back to self-love. But for breast health, that elevated level of cortisol over a prolonged period of time can suppress the progesterone. And progesterone is there to try and make sure our estrogen levels remain regulated. Otherwise, things like the acceleration of abnormal cell growth in the breast tissue is something that we don't want, that we can actually start. And what it does, it can also contribute towards tense or tender breast tissues, cyst formations, and more. So your breasts reflect the symbol of nurturing and giving, and they absorb the stresses of unreciprocated care. So this becomes your physiological reflection of emotional imbalance. It's like, sounds a lot of words, but literally, your breasts symbolize nurturing. You know, breastfeeding is nurturing. I mean, not every woman's had a baby, but when you're pregnant, when you've had your child, the breasts fill with nourishment for the child. So you can say that my breasts are for my husband and my, but the breasts fill with nourishment for your child upon the birth of that child. So that means that the breasts are there to nurture, they're there to give, they're there to feed, they're there to give life to and enhance life for and provide protection for the child that you've brought into the world. But they're obviously going to accept and absorb the strains of unreciprocated care. So we take that in, the chest hurts, the heart hurts, we're heart heavy, it's behind our breasts. So that becomes a challenge for us of how we see ourselves. And our thoughts will always attach an emotion to a thought or an experience. And every time that, and think about it, think about something you have done that just brings the unending amount of joy to your life. So you see, it's the emotion of joy. So you think of something, you know, when I have a great story, I've shared it before. I had 7 in the room, 5 outside, food, drink, music, wake up to push. Right? That was my experience of giving birth to my first son. Now, the difference is this. If I had that experience, every time I recall that story, it makes me laugh. I remember going out to the car to go and get the hi-fi system that we had at the time, those big ghetto blasters. I remember these ladies coming towards us and me pretending to go, oh. And then they're saying to my friend, is she okay? She said, oh no, she's in labor. And they ran. We laughed. I remember being induced, but the nurse kept coming in and saying, are you counting the contractions? And they were so light, I was just like, and she was getting upset with me. I have the emotion attached to that memory. It's always one of joy and fun. I don't remember when I was calling out for the epidural, but apparently I did, right? But I do remember my friend being there. I remember the nurse telling me that the doctor could, you know, F off, and he wanted me out of the pool, and I could do what I wanted. you know, you stay in there, you don't have to make his life easy, da, da, da. I'm like, whatever, you know, because she's telling me in the middle of a contraction. I do remember asking for a comb first, after they told me, you have a boy. Oh, great, thanks. Anyone got a comb? Do my hair. Crazy things. I remember things that shouldn't make sense.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
You know what I love about celebrating women's health is that we have specific days. And World Menopause Day is the 18th of October. But we don't have to wait until the 18th of October to celebrate that day. Women that are in menopause, that have been through menopause, that are moving into menopause and are out the other side, they're living with the experience of menopause. As I wrote in my second book, Pelvic Floor Secrets, I had this whole thing that I'd written down beforehand, and then my period stopped at the age of 49. And it was a signal to me that if I wanted to have another child, that ship has sailed. It was sailing into the sunset, and natural birth wasn't happening for me anymore. And I think the beauty about that is that I know families are made up in different ways. There are women out there who put their careers first and don't realise the prolonged elevated levels of stress and the impact it has on fertility. In exactly the same way, we don't recognise self-love and its impact on fertility. We don't recognise boundaries and energy. We don't recognise acceptance and trust. We don't recognize all of these things. The thoughts we tell ourselves, the rejection that we're feeling. We reject ourselves, but we want someone else not to reject us. So all of these things have an impact because it affects the way in which the connections we make, whether they're healthy or otherwise. It affects what we choose to hydrate the body with or otherwise. It affects the exercises and the movement we choose to do. And we try to drown our sorrows and hide ourselves and get lost in music, as my brother says. It's a great song, you know. And we're caught in a trap, right? So we don't know that, you know, if you think about the words you're singing, a lot of this stuff is like, we're caught in a trap, no turning back, we're lost in music. But what is the music that's in your head? What is it telling you? And then we have Women's Health Week and we have Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And it's great. But if you're living with breast cancer, it's not a month. You know, for some women, it's a life sentence. For others, it's an opportunity to actually make lifetime changes, not lifestyle changes. I think we need to change the wording from lifestyle to lifetime. Because for the rest of your lifetime, you have to live differently to how you lived beforehand. Because it's how you're living that brings you to where you find yourself. And once you are able to find out the things you're doing that actually bring these things into manifestation, the choice you have is to keep them because you enjoy them, and then you actually may be shortening the quality of your life or the length of your days, or to reverse them and find something else to enjoy that allows you to enjoy a different quality of life that you've been depriving yourself of by default, and you can extend the length of your days. These are the choices that we have, and those choices are great choices, right? If you come along to the Breast Festival event at Hello Beautiful, you'd have heard the changes, and Johan's book, How I Beat Cancer, is a great book. You can get that from Amazon and all good bookshops. You would have seen the changes he made. Raphael and his wife with the bowel cancer, you will see the changes they made. Because sickness forces us to make change. Because sickness changes us, and death changes everything. So these are the choices that we literally have. But we are blessed. If you're here today, you're listening to this radio show, you are beyond blessed because you are alive. Now, the quality of your life changes. I listened to breakfast television. I'm here with Mum. And I heard on breakfast television about a lady named, I've forgotten the name, something Lomaz. And Jackie, I think her name was Jackie Lomaz. I was moved to tears this morning because I found that her story was really, really powerful. And she had a horse riding accident. I have to find out her name. See, it's gone out, mate. You've got so many things going on in your head, you forget the surname. But she has so many things going on. And she had a horse riding accident at the age of 27. But she never allowed that to... Claire Lomas, there we go. Had a horse riding accident at 27. And it left her paralysed from the waist down. This lady learned to ride a motorbike. She did like air gliding and sadly lost her life last year in lightcraft, etc. She lost her life in a lightcraft accident in Jordan and she'd gone out to do some filming. But she walked the London Marathon 17 days. London Marathon would not give her a medal because it stipulates one day. But people heard her story and they sent their medals to her. When I saw her pictures, when I saw the reflection of what she did in her life, she met her husband after on a dating app, the two beautiful girls that she has, and she turned her pain into a purpose to try and raise £1 million to try and get to extend the research for spinal injuries. I mean, I cried this morning because I thought the story was beyond beautiful. And this is a lady who never allowed her pain and her paralysis to stop her from living. Her husband's a lovely man. She has two beautiful children. Her family around her, best friend Pid, everything they spoke about. Look at the Claire Lomas Foundation. I was beyond impressed with this, inspired. Because for the things that we complain about and the things that we think are limiting us, the only limits we have is the limits of our own imagination. She lived a full life and she died in her 40s, but she died empty. And by that, I mean she lived. She turned pain into purpose. And we have that opportunity. So we need to be able to see that. We're going through experiences. And we can look back at everyday lives, not just for awareness, but we can take action. Because if we're finding that we're having a hot flush, for instance, and we're having lots of hot flushes, then we can look at foods that are heating foods and remove them from our diet. Now, I live on ginger. But if you're one that's suffering from major hot flushes, then ginger, garlic, you know, spicy foods, they're not your friend. Coffees are not your friend if you're struggling. Coffee's one of the first things to remove if you're having hot flushes. Now, I'm not swearing. I haven't drunk it for 35 years. But if that's something that you experience and you struggle with, then coffee is something you have to remove from your diet. And so this becomes an issue. We have to look for black women. We have to look at the disparities in our diagnosis, the treatment and the outcomes for the fibroids, breast cancer, maternal health, etc. We have to look at what questions we're asking, what information we're hearing, what are we accepting, what are we doing to make our health better than it is at the moment. So that's what we need to be able to do. And if we can't do that, that's where we're going to struggle. So this is the biggest thing we have. What are we doing to improve our health and the quality of our life and our well-being? So if you want to find out more information about the talk that's going on for Black Women's Health, a part of Black History Month, then go on to jennyrussell.com and the information is on there. Or check out my Instagram page, at Pelvic Secrets. Check out my LinkedIn, Jenny Russell. Same at Pelvic Secrets on TikTok as well. And check me out on Facebook, Jenny Russell, and at Pelvic Floor Secrets. Pelvic Floor Secrets, you'll find that. And that will help you. Because the pelvis will always remain the center of everything. Structurally, hormonally, emotionally, and spiritually. So, I would love to see you there. I'm not sure if there's many tickets left. I think there were 200-300 tickets, and I know most of those are already gone. But if you'd like to find out and explore not just the science, but the lived experiences of Black women's health, then click out those links. Or if you want to ask me any questions or to work with me one-on-one and don't want to wait until the 11th of October, then you can send me an email, jenny@jennyrussell.com, J-E-N-N-I, jenny@jennyrussell.com, and I will answer any question that you may have, because our health is really important. And one of the things that we are doing is looking at the cost of overgiving. So we're going to play one more trail and then we're going to look at the cost of overgiving, because half of our overgiving to the detriment of self is the reason why many of the ailments, the high blood pressure, the strokes, the heart attacks, the diabetes, and sadly the Alzheimer's, are afflictions that are disproportionately affecting black women. Affecting women in general, but black women in particular, are being disproportionately affected by these things just because of inaction or misinformation. So let's play one more trail. They're quite close together, but let's play that last trail and we can spend the last 20 minutes or so having a great conversation.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So we are back after the break. So I mentioned just before the break that as women we like to overgive. We like to pour into others at the expense of our sleep, our hormones, our vitality and our self-worth. And then we wonder when we get sick why things happen to us. We're not even sure. But rest and receive and are not selfish, but essential to rising health and leadership. But a lot of women find it very hard to receive. We're used to giving, giving, giving. But if we don't give to ourselves first, there'll be nothing left to give. And sometimes we want to give, whether we're giving to our family, giving to our job, giving to our church, giving to our friends. We're always giving. But if you measure the amount that you give to those things versus what you give to yourself, I'm not talking about buying yourself a nice dress and buying yourself a nice bag. I'm talking about understanding the importance of sleep, of hormones, of vitality. Understanding who you are, what do you give to yourself? Because if you understand that the body follows the rhythms of the sun and that your body does its physical repair between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. and your psychogenic repair between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m., you understand the organs' circadian rhythms and cycles. You know that between 11 and 3, your body is flushing out the gallbladder and the liver. You understand between 3 and 5, it's the lungs. Between 5 and 7, it's the colon. Having a bowel movement around that time is a sign of a great, healthy digestive system. You start to understand. If you struggle to stay awake between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. in the afternoon, that's the kidneys going on. You have to understand all of the different parts of what the body's doing. But sleep and rest is really important. If you want to understand health, you have to understand hormones. Because hormones are the marker for health. Hormonal health is where health and or sickness begin and end. And that's why hormonal balance is important. And you're not going to have vitality if you've got hormonal imbalance. If the stress hormones are running and running and running, you're soon going to wear yourself out. Because you're now overloading the adrenal glands. And when you go into menopause, those very small little pea-sized glands on the kidneys are what you need to produce the estrogen that the sex hormones and the ovaries are no longer producing. So you're going to have a problem if you keep living on them now. And so this is when you start to understand. And when these things start to break down, you start to have bladder weaknesses, postural issues, you can't sleep, you're tired and wired, you can't think straight, you're grouchy, you're moody, that's going to affect your presenteeism at work, it's going to affect your productivity at work, but it's also going to affect your effectiveness in a relationship at home. So we have this self-fulfilling prophecy that we don't realise we're in. So we need to be able to understand that rest and receiving is not bad. It's okay. It's good for someone to say, you sit down, let me do it. Receive the rest. Receive the help. Don't be this person, I can do bad all by myself. You are doing bad. You're doing bad to yourself all by yourself. So you're allowed to allow someone to do good for you. So that you don't have to do bad all by yourself. See, listen to the words you said. I can do bad all by myself. You know, I got this. I can do it. I can do it. What are you doing? You're not helping yourself. And this is why I love these unfiltered events. And the next one I'm very excited about. So we've just had one on the 13th of September. And so the next one is on my birthday on the 8th of November. It's a Saturday. How can I not run it on my birthday? I have an opportunity to celebrate my birthday, but I'm celebrating she celebrates. Me, I'm she. You are she. She celebrates the art of receiving, resting, and rising. So it's an opportunity for us to look at why we need to stop overgiving. So it's for the woman that's overgiving and wants to discover how to give to herself first without guilt. That's a very important part. We need to know we can give to ourselves without guilt. And that event is going to be something that I want to celebrate. As a woman, as a mother, as a carer, as a friend, as a CEO for a business, as a director in a business, as a friend, as a captain of a tennis team, as a cyclist, as a committee member, and just as an all-round sassy, sexy 63 I'll be on that day. Crazy girl. He just loves to live life as much as I can to the fullest. I like to encourage people. I like to empower people. I like to inspire people. That just gives me joy. I like to pray for people. I love praying for people. So we're going to celebrate that, and then we're going to stay for a little bit longer and have some drinks and just chill out and just have a really good time. So at the moment, you can go into Eventbrite and book your ticket, eventbrite.co.uk, and there's 2-for-1. So right now, there's only 15 pairs of tickets that are 2-for-1. So they're out early. So if you want to come to my birthday party, so to speak, where we celebrate the art of receiving, resting and rising, you want to discover your archetype with my wonderful, wonderful guest speaker, then book your ticket. Go to eventbrite.co.uk and book your ticket. But it's going to be good. I mean, all I want you to do is place one hand on your heart, place one hand on your belly, and ask yourself this question: where have I been given away too much? I've got friends that give away too much. But it's going to be to your detriment. It's going to cost you. And you can measure cost in many ways. Don't let it cost you your health. And ultimately, don't let it cost you your life. So we're into the last segment of this show. And I thought I'd just give you a couple of practical pathways and an invitation to try and help yourself. When it comes to sleep, do you have a TV in your bedroom? That's your first answer. Secondly, do you take your phone to bed with you at night? Do you take your tablet to bed? People go, I haven't got my phone, but I've got my iPad, I've got my tablet, I've got my laptop. Try and leave them outside of the bedroom. I did not swear. I just said try to leave them outside of the bedroom. Because that creates a problem for us right there. Prioritize your sleep rhythms and understand that between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m, that's your repair window. If you are injured, if you're struggling with brain fog or fatigue or and you're just under the weather, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m, understanding between 10 and 12 is worth twice what 12 to 2 is worth. That's your repair, rebuild, refresh, restore window. Try to prioritize that window, because I'm telling you, it can anti-age you, reverse the damage, change your sickness, and do so much for you. It's untrue. Try it for a month and let me know. Jenny@jennyrussell.com or at Pelvic Secrets. Talk to me. Hydration and sunlight for energy and hormonal balance. Understand that we should have elevated levels of cortisol in our body. Not cortisol, cholesterol. And you look at cholesterol, you've got good and bad. But do know that 75% of the cholesterol in your body is produced in the liver. And the minute you go out into the sun and the sunlight hits your beautiful skin, what it does, it synthesizes that cholesterol and it helps to convert it into the active form of vitamin D that you need for brain health, for bone health, to absorb magnesium, and so many other things. So, you know, vitamin D, rickets, people with rickets, poor bone health because they can't absorb the magnesium, can't absorb the calcium, and it's needed. But know that 75% of the cholesterol is actually produced by your liver. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. God did not make us and design us to put things in our body that will kill us. We have to understand that. I mean, obviously, the more melanin we have in our skin, like myself, dark and lovely, the longer we need to be in the sun. Remember, when we're putting all the barrier creams on and doing everything else, we're blocking what we need. So I'm not telling you to go out into the sun and lay on a bed and cook yourself. There's a big difference between sunbathing and being in the sun. And that's what we need to recognize. Sunbathing is a different story to being in the sun. And that's the difference there. So, you know, if we want to get hormonal regulation, if we want to get increase our energy and our mood and our vitality and so many other things, then hydration we need already, because we know already that we want to keep the cells plump, water-filled, because we get sick at the cellular level, we get well at the cellular level. So we need to be able to do that. Once you understand pelvic awareness through simple daily movements, you're able to do things that will improve your health and your vitality. This is my carers coming in to look after mum now. You're able to do things to improve your health and your vitality, but everything, think of the pelvis as the anchor from which everything swings, or the middle of a balance of scales. The legs will be one side of the scales, the trunk and the head and the arms be the other side of the scales. If the pelvis is off, the rest of it's off. It may seem unbalanced, but the pelvis drives everything. So those tips, I hope, will inspire you to be able to make some changes. Prioritize sleep, hydration and sunlight, pelvic awareness. My pelvic floor, something you cannot see, may either reward or debilitate me. Think of it that way. I can choose to ignore it, which most of us do. Algorithms on social media put the post down because they think it's adult content. We can't talk about it. But we can choose to ignore it and not value its role. And then under the knife, we may just have to go. Extra protection we need when we laugh. And that feeling of intimacy, a memory long past. Or we can choose to acknowledge, condition and enjoy, gripping and lifting and jumping for joy. A little attention, a few moments a day, and we can confidently, continently, physically, hormonally, energetically, structurally, spiritually be on our way. That's all we need to remember. It's in everything that we do. So, just to remind you, to come towards the end of the show, you have two events that you can attend where I'm speaking. Goldsmiths College on the 11th of October is the Hidden Science Academy. So you can actually go onto the Hidden Science Academy and find the information there. I'm one of, I think, five or six speakers. It's going to be an amazing event, I think, from midday till 6 o'clock. There's, I think, four or five speakers, and we're sharing on different areas of health that you will never be lost getting that information. So you can book your tickets if there are a few tickets left now, because I know that sells out kind of like that. So try and get your tickets as soon as you can. And then, of course, you have the event on my birthday, She Celebrates, the art of receiving, resting, and rising for the woman who overgives but wants to understand how she can give to self first without guilt. That event is going to be amazing. We have an amazing speaker there who is going to share about your archetype, which is going to help you to understand why you give or what you do. And then after we finish the event at 10, we're going to stay for a couple of hours longer if you want to, and we're going to celebrate with some nibbles, some drinks, and some music. So we're going to enjoy ourselves. So I just want to finish by saying that your health isn't built on how much you give away. It's built on how much you're willing to receive and to restore. It's built on how much you're willing to refresh and rebuild. That's what your health is built on. It's built on understanding the systems that run your body and how you can maximize them. That's literally what it is, because once you understand those systems, you understand how you maximize life. As I said, mentioned not long ago, the wonderful Claire Lomaz. I didn't know her. But I just loved the story I heard this morning, that even though she was paralyzed from the waist down in a horse riding accident, it did not stop her from going out and trying to raise £1 million for charity. It did not stop her from teaching herself how to ride a motorbike, from walking the London Marathon 17 days, from doing light aircrafts and teaching herself to fly. It did not stop her. It did not stop her from doing online dating and meeting her husband and having two beautiful children. It did not stop her. Health comes in many ways. Pain can be turned into purpose, or it can be turned into painful memories that we choose to stagnate ourselves by. But you have a choice and you can make changes. We give, we're always giving. But giving to self and being able to receive, to rise, it's very hard to rise mentally, physically, spiritually if we don't actually rest or receive in the first place. So I want to thank you for listening again this week. I want to thank Johan and Rafaela once again for the Breast Festival that we did at Hello Beautiful. I want to thank Hidden Science in advance for the event at Goldsmiths. A week tomorrow, I'm off to Portugal for 9 days. So I'm just going to enjoy myself and relax. I'm going to be wearing all these different bikinis because there's all these pool parties. So I'm going to have an amazing time. I'm going to relax. I'm going to chill. But I'm still going to have a radio show. That's for sure. So all I want to say to you is whatever it is you're doing, whatever questions you have, at Pelvic Secrets, TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, Jenny Russell, Facebook, Jenny Russell, and Pelvic Floor Secrets. Or you can email me, pelvicfloorsecrets@icloud.com or jenny@jennyrussell. But if you want your tickets for She Celebrates for Unfiltered, if you want your tickets for Goldsmith, you can go on to jennyrussell.com. JennyRussell.com. Until next week, in health and happiness, stay blessed. Stay safe, stay well.